Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing why letting go attracts an ex. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing why letting go attracts an ex. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to attract them back into your life. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three reasons why letting go attracts an ex. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is shift in energy. So if you decide to let go of your ex, if you decide to move forward with your life, then letting go shifts your energy from being needy and desperate to more relaxed and confident. And this is very, very attractive. And to try and emphasize this point, I wanted to tell you a little story which incorporates a metaphor for exactly what I'm trying to get across. In a coastal town known for its treacherous waters, there stood an old lighthouse, tall and steadfast. Its light shone brightly every night, guiding ships safely to harbour. Among the many vessels that relied on this beacon was a grand ship that captured the heart of a lighthouse keeper. Every time this particular ship sailed by, the keeper would shine the light brighter, hoping to catch the crew's attention, to receive acknowledgement, or perhaps even a salute of appreciation. But the ship, focused on its journey, never signalled back, never showed any sign that it noticed the lighthouse's extra effort. Feeling overlooked and undervalued, the lighthouse keeper faced a choice. He could continue pouring all of his energy into shining for one who didn't seem to notice, or instead, he could understand his purpose was greater than being acknowledged by the passing ship. The keeper decided to focus on improving the lighthouse, making it more efficient and ensuring it could serve all ships even better. He updated the light mechanism, making it stronger and more reliable, and painted the lighthouse, making it a beacon of beauty and safety. As he invested his time and energy into these improvements, something inside him changed. He found joy in his work, pride in the lighthouse's role, and a deep sense of satisfaction knowing that he was making a difference for many. Months later, the grand ship returned, and this time something was different. As it passed by the now even more radiant lighthouse, the ship blasted its horn in salute, a sign of deep respect and gratitude. The crew had finally noticed the lighthouse's brilliance. Not because the keeper tried harder for their attention, but because he had focused on making his light the best it could be for everyone. Now, the moral of the story is, like the lighthouse keeper, we often seek validation from others, hoping to be seen and appreciated. But true fulfillment and recognition comes from when we focus on our own growth, shining our light not for acknowledgement, but because it's our nature to do so. In doing what we love and being true to ourselves, we naturally attract the right kind of attention and appreciation. So I hope you enjoyed that short story with the metaphor and with the explanation and the concept. I'm sure you can see what I'm trying to get across here. It's about the shifting energy, which can only take place if you let go of your ex, is not only going to be better for you as a person, but it's actually going to increase the chance of one day getting your ex back. Because of course, we need to be trying to achieve two things here. Yes, you're listening to today's podcast, I'm sure, because you want to get your ex back. You've heard the title, Why Letting Go Attracts an Ex, Why Moving On Attracts an Ex, that type of concept. You want to attract your ex back into your life. That is your goal. But to achieve that goal, you need to consider the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is shining your light brighter among everything, not just your ex. Focusing on yourself, focusing on others, living your life to the full, joining new classes, groups and clubs, making new connections, self-improvement every single day, These are the things which are going to bring you true fulfillment, and the byproduct of which is going to increase the chance of one day getting your ex back. And that is the point here. It's not about, I want my ex back, tell me what to do, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, I want my ex back. No, you can't get your ex back, certainly in a way which is going to be fulfilling and hopefully forever lasting. You can't achieve that unless you're focusing on the bigger picture. You can't just say, well, I want the shortcut, I want my ex back. That won't work. To get your ex back, you need to get you back. And to get you back, you need to see the broader, bigger picture and make sure you shine your light on everything. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is mystery and curiosity. So today we're speaking about why letting go attracts an ex. And point number two is mystery and curiosity, because this is what can come into your ex's mind if you're no longer in their orbit. Somebody can only wonder about you if you're not in their life. They can't wonder about you if you're texting them every day or even every week or even every month. If your ex knows deep down that within the next few weeks you're going to reach out for some type of excuse that you create and they know is an excuse, then this is going to give them peace of mind that you're always there. You're always in the background. You're a backup option. You are their safety net. You can't be their safety net. You can't be their backup option by allowing them to live their life the way they want to whilst you are still reaffirming their value. That is not going to work for you. You need to create mystery. You need to create curiosity in your ex-dumper's mind. They need to miss you. And again, they can't miss you if you're always in their life. You need to let them go. You need to move on, or as I prefer to say, move forward with your life. If you do these things, then you will be allowing space to grow between you. And if there is space, there is opportunity for your ex to think about you, wonder about you, feel curiosity about you, and ultimately, hopefully, miss you. You can't create mystery whilst being next to your ex. You can't create mystery whilst waiting outside where they work so you can grab a quick word. You know, you can't create this if you're always in their presence. They need to feel that space. They need to wonder about you. They need to think, I wonder how my ex-dumpy looks right now. Did they ever change their hairstyle that they mentioned they might? Did they ever do this? Did they ever do that? Did they ever do the other? They can't wonder about these things if you're there. And the mystery and the wonder and the curiosity is what builds attraction. So let's create that. Attraction grows in space. You don't need to force yourself into your ex's mindset. You're already there. They will always be part of your life story, and you will always be part of theirs. They're never going to forget you. People ask me, when will my ex-dumper forget me? They're never going to forget you. They are never, ever, ever going to forget you. They could be 100 years old and not have seen you for 80 years, and you will still be part of their life story. So don't worry about them forgetting you. You know, when you're trying to attract somebody new, you need to be in their mindset. They need to know who you are to even feel and potentially grow attraction. This is not a new person. This is not someone that we're trying to attract for the first time. This is someone who knows you very well. Now, yes, we're trying to build a brand new relationship, hopefully built on stronger foundations than before, but they still know you. They still knew you. They will still hope to get to know the new improved you, and therefore you don't need to try and force the issue of appearing in your ex's mind. Allow space to do the work for you. And that is why I suggest people implement my version of a no contact rule. Now, if you're not familiar with no contact, this is something that lots of people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. However, there are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you that best possible chance of success. Now, if you want to familiarize yourself with my version of a rule, I suggest that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, ring the bell for notifications so you are notified of when I do my uploads, and check out the playlist entitled The No Contact Rule. If you check that out, you can immerse yourself in my version of a rule. There's a whole playlist where I discuss my variety and how it differs from other people's. This is the basis. If you want to try to get your ex back, in most instances, the basis to begin with, if you're a dumpy, is to never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. That is a basic principle of my version of a no contact rule. Now, there are caveats to the rule, and there are going to be exceptions depending on your unique position and situation. But by and large, if you don't know what to do, that is a good starting point. Because trust me, you won't get them back without them wondering about you and missing you. You won't get them back unless they feel mystery and curiosity towards you. And therefore, you need to create it, and you can't create it whilst you're next to them. You can't create it whilst you're texting them. You can't create it whilst you call them. You need to give them space. You need to implement my version of a no contact rule, and you need to focus on you and your own life. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about why letting go attracts an ex. And point number three is you become a challenge. So human nature often wants what it can't have. And by moving on, or as I prefer to say, moving forward, you become more of a challenge and therefore more appealing. So let's break this down. What do I mean exactly by moving on, or as I say, moving forward? Well, first of all, let's just get into that part, because there is a subtle difference. When people use the term blanketly about just moving on, I think there is a difference. And moving on, in my opinion, is when you shut the door, you bolt it, you lock it, you throw away the key. What that might mean in this instance is you block your ex, you delete their number, and you move to a different city. You know, that is going to be properly moving on. Now, I don't suggest that you do that type of thing unless your mental health really, really needs it. That's not going to help you get your ex back. You can't get your ex back if you block them. You can't get your ex back if you move to a different city and they don't know where you live anymore. You can't get your ex back in that kind of way. If you do want to get your ex back, if your mental health is all right and you're just trying to get them back, then you need to move forward rather than moving on. Moving forward is you never contact them again unless they contact you first. That's the basic principle, remember, of my version of a no contact rule. But then you move forward with the other principles that I mentioned in my other podcasts and audio coaching. But ultimately, the focus is on you. That's about moving forward, joining new classes, groups and clubs, as I mentioned earlier on today, living your life for you, living your life to the full. That is moving forward rather than moving on, in my opinion. I appreciate that people use it as a blanket term, but I did want to just get across what I believe is the difference. But if you move on, move forward, whatever you want to say, then this is going to create the possibility of where you become a challenge for your ex. Now, you might think, well, why is that? Why am I a challenge for someone who doesn't want me? And that is a great question. You're thinking, well, my ex the dumper doesn't want me, so how is it a great challenge for them if I just move away from their orbit? How can that work? Well, this is where human psychology comes into play. And this is because even though your ex the dumper doesn't want you to chase them, even because your ex the dumper doesn't want to be in a relationship with you right now, they don't want to be romantic with you right now, they expect you to want to be romantic with them right now. They expect you to want to be with them right now. They expect you to chase them. So let's just understand this. They don't want you to, and if you do, you're going to annoy them, so don't. But they expect you to. And if you don't do what they expect, then this is going to confuse them. It's going to create mystery, like in point number two, and you are going to become a challenge. And this is what it's all about. Becoming a challenge. If you become a challenge, this becomes appealing to someone, i.e. your ex. So you flip this round. They've dumped you. They don't want to be with you. You haven't acted how they expected you to act, which is to chase them. And remember, it's a good thing you didn't, because if you did chase them, it would likely annoy them anyway. But you didn't chase them. They are surprised by this. And this starts to flip things around in their mind. They're thinking, well, I don't want them to chase me, but why aren't they chasing me? Aren't I good enough? I thought they was going to push me on that pedestal. I thought it was going to be my safety net. Why aren't they doing that? What are they doing? I'm confused. Where are they? Who are they spending time with? What do they look like? Are they more appealing to me than I thought? I'm starting to think about them more. They're on my mind more. And before you know it, this is flipping round. And you, as a dumpy, have flipped the script. You've altered the power dynamic. You've changed the scales of value in your favour. And your ex-dumper starts to feel the worry, the concern and the neediness that you feel right now as a dumpy. And that is what you want to do to try and increase the chance of getting your ex back. So when we consider one of the most important elements of why letting go attracts an ex, it's because you become a challenge. Now, if you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.